Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get your heart taken, you'll feel it.
Because she's like no other. David Pastrnak woke up last night.
I like to put the puck in the net.
Bruins win 6-4. That includes an empty netter at the end of the game.
Shoot the puck.
They tie up the series 2-2. Get to 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you download the app as well to stream us and take us wherever you go.
We give any more tickets away today? That was it. All right.
Tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub as well. No, we did that already. Thanks,
I know. It's near enough. Sometimes people like to call.
Yes. But at 98.5thesportshub.com and in the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, you can get all the latest news and stories from our staff here, including one from Ty Anderson, that Tuukka Rask just stole a game for the Bruins last night.
He's sniffing glue all night.
He believes. He says, am I crazy for thinking that Rask finally did exactly that in a 38-save, 6-4 victory in Game 4? He says, I know on the surface a goaltender doesn't exactly steal a game that sees four lamplighters go through him. I want Bonesy to start saying that.
Lamplighters.
He says it's almost doubly true when factoring in the straight-up heinous Austin Matthews wrister that Rask led sneak through him to squander Boston's two-goal lead just moments into the second period. That was bad. It was a bad goal. Not all on him, by the way, but still a bad goal that he let that up. That was soft. He wants that one back. He says, but this game was anything but standard, especially if your view came from Boston's defensive zone. Out to a 2-0 lead just 6:38 into the game, the Bruins quickly saw this game completely flip upside down and pinned in their own zone. From the 10-minute mark of the first period till the final horn, the Bruins were outshot a staggering 36-21. It was even worse if you take the first period as a whole out of the equation, as Toronto outshot Boston 30-17 over the final 40 minutes. He says this got seriously ugly for the Bees at various stretches, too. Things first seemed to hit the fan for the Bruins in a second period run that saw the Leafs fire seven straight shots on Rask over 5 minutes and 17 seconds. But Rask kept the Bruins in it with no stop bigger than the kick save that he made on Connor Brown. And that save was a nice one. That was when he went far to his left, kicked it out. Brown was all alone. All alone. If we're doing the show in Toronto today, we're saying, Brown, get the puck up off the ice a little bit. Put it just up over those pads. But Tuukka was to his right.
Lift it.
Made a stop, looking to make the stop to his right, slid back to the left, and kicked the puck out of the way. That was a nice save. Good work.
Best save of the night.
I mean, but that's what he's supposed to. Yeah. That's his style. That suits his style on that particular play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what he did a little stretch for.
Felger say this,
Also warm-ups. You ever watch a guy warm
6'8"
up?
6'8" Finnish guys on their knees? Is that what he says?
Yeah. But no, seriously.
Wyatt.
Stop it.
That's his saying. He's had that one for years. But you were saying.
But to steal a game, I mean.
It's 2-1. You steal games 2-1.
It's almost exclusively a score thing, you know. And I understand what Ty is saying, but
6-4 when it's 5-4.
Forget about the four goals he let it. Your club scored five legit goals, and then the empty netter at the end to make it 6-4. So when your team puts up five, I don't know that you could really have a goalie stealing one for you. You know,
usually lose games when you give up four more, don't you tend to? Your goalie in the National Hockey League.
I got more of an issue with the terminology of stealing a game than I do with anything else that he writes.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, because you look at the game, you watch the game, you know Tuukka had a good game.
Tuukka was good.
Outside of the Auston Matthews goal.
Outside of that one.
And he also had his team score five goals.
Tuukka was good enough last night. He was above average, good enough.
But the stats sort of back up the take by Ty Anderson. Well, I just disagree with it. I disagree with the usage of that word.
Here's Thomas stole games. That's the problem around
the
here.
The stats back up Ty on this, and I'll tell you why. Shot attempts were 70-43.
Jesus.
Toronto with the advantage there.
That's almost double.
Okay, shots on goal, 37-22. 70 shots they took.
That's a ton.
Scoring chances. Toronto had 40 scoring chances in the game last night. The Bruins had 22. And in terms of dangerous chances, as they're defined.
All right. Now it's even more subjective.
Toronto had 10 and Boston had 5, which tells you the Bruins were rather efficient in scoring their goals. They didn't create the same number of opportunities. Not even close.
I hate scoring chances as a stat, though. It's completely subjective. I mean, was the Matthews goal or the Chara goal a legit scoring chance, the way those goals were scored? Yet they scored goals on them. I don't know if they probably counted them as a scoring chance after the fact, but who knows? I don't know how they do it. The point is, the Bruins did, as Ty pointed out, started giving the puck away again. Started giving away in their own zone. They started giving it away in the neutral zone. And it wasn't a question of sloppiness. It was just like it was unengaged, and they let their foot off the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
Toward the end of that game, and it forced Tuukka to play a lot harder and have to make a lot more saves in a shorter amount of time toward the end of the game. So it did have he didn't steal a game, but it was steely. It was steely at times.
It was steely. Steely Rask is what it was last night.
Steelish.
I'd like for us to now mash up Tuukka Rask sound with Steely Dan and make Steely Rask, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God.
If you don't mind.
We're stealing in the air. There's something there.
There's something to it.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Your reaction to the Bruins' win last night. It's just hard for me to say a goalie steals a game when the final score, you look up and it's 6-4.
Yeah.
It's just odd.
5-4, nail-biter.
When I think of stealing games, I think of your goalie was perfect, and offensively you didn't give your team enough, and you came away with a win.
Here's what you
remember. That's how I like to think of stealing games.
Here's what you remember, the end of the game, that flourish, where you said it, I said it, Tom said it. I don't know if you said it, but I thought that thing was going to OT.
Oh, yeah.
Last night?
Oh, yeah. Maybe yes. What's fresh in the kid's mind, I said going to kid, but maybe what's fresh in Ty's mind is the end of that game where, okay, everything's frantic, it's flying around, goalie's out, extra guy, and they're pelting you with pucks. And he stood for that final minute, and maybe he stole that final minute for you. Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of. Like, I stood up and went, phew. Yeah. Whew. Thank you. Got a point, Tuukka.
Yeah, it was intense.
You lit in number six.
It was certainly intense.
Yeah, capped that sucker off at 5. Way to go, babe. I mean, 4.
4.
4.
Celtics.
Four.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Pasta.
We can work with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play hockey. Listen to this in Russia. I seen
your picture. Russia?
Not pasta. The big 6'9" freak. There's a charmer.
All right.
It's your big day.
The action update is on the way. Get you ready for the weekend, for the playoff matchups that are on tap. We'll get you that from the guys in the desert, and we'll get back to your calls while also talking about a Celtics win last night at the Garden. That's on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Or roof.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This has been Kyrie walking the walk here in this playoff type game. He pulls up, shoots a quick three and drills it. Kyrie steps to his right and sticks another three. Leprechauns aren't on that side. What a performance from Kyrie Irving tonight, and we're not done yet. It's Kyrie, pull up, three, got it.
Man, good God almighty.
That man, give him a mask because he just robbed a doggone bank.
All year long, he talked it. Tonight, he is walking it with his feet barely touching the ground. Kyrie with Wes Matthews on him. Left-hand dribble. Kyrie stops at 14 feet and hits again.
Man, that's just so nasty by Kyrie Irving.
This is becoming one of the great individual performances in recent Celtic playoff history tonight.
The heart is old, holds my memories. My body burns like
what, so what?
Sean Grady and Cedric Maxwell, what the call there. They did a fantastic job. Max screwed that whole thing up. Kyrie robbed the bank, and then you're going to give him the ski mask? Don't you get the ski mask before you rob the bank? Right? Thank you. It's play by play. I mean, color on color crime. Color guy versus color guy. Yep. I'm sure I've screwed a lot up, and I have. I'm sure Max will call me out on it. He's a big dude, man. Did you see that bucket of nachos he was eating before the game?
No, they missed that.
They brought over the, I guess, all the new... They have a bucket of nachos. He had some sort of a burger, but yeah, like when we're over at the Garden, how gracious they are to bring us.
Oh, they bring out like new trays and trays of food. Here, you guys want to try the new food? Yeah, we do.
Here's the new crumbled tater tots on top. That's the spicy nachos. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Max was, I guess, pounding it. He can eat. That's one thing Grandy and Wallach have told me. That guy can eat.
You think? But you saw Larry Bird. I saw Larry Bird at the game last night. I wondered. I'm like, oh, I wonder if Max and Larry got together.
I know.
Larry was in the stands.
I know.
With the regular folk.
Yeah. Belichick had a better seat than Larry. I sat with the owner.
Well, Larry's there as a member of the Pacers.
Right. That's pretty much where Danny sits when Danny goes on the road. Yeah. About the same.
I don't know. Did you see where he was sitting?
Who, Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know. He felt like he was sort of up there in the Loge seating.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You get a decent view up there.
Maybe he likes
he
it.
He likes that.
Maybe that's where he wants to sit.
Like to see the whole court.
And see the whole court. Sure.
I hear some of the hockey people talk about how they love the ninth floor because they like to look down on the ice.
I'm a fan of the ninth floor.
You are.
Yeah.
I don't mind the ninth floor.
I've been up there and I'm like, how do you watch a hockey game from?
I don't like it for hoops. I like it for hockey though.
Okay. And seats on the glass, as much fun as they are, you really want to watch.
You're about halfway up middle of the ice. You're a glass guy, I know.
I know. I don't like the seats on the glass. I don't. You end up staring at the glass the whole time. Like, it's great down here.
You know, there's a lot of work coming, I heard, this summer to the ninth floor up there.
I don't see the puck.
Going to be a lot of renovations happening there, too. That
nice,
garden
good.
Building is something's new all the time there now.
They've done a fantastic job.
Unbelievable how great
really
the
have.
Building looks.
They really have. I mean, the concession area and the ease to get concessions up there, you know, taking kids to the game and the selection, that's something new every time you go. It's awesome. They do a fantastic job. I remember going to Three River Stadium as a kid in Pittsburgh. All you really had was nachos. You get the cheese, but the cheese is cold. And you have extra jalapenos you can put on there.
And hot dogs. That's all you had.
With popcorn.
So the Garden opened in 95. And the arena that I was in last weekend in Buffalo opened in 96. And I could tell you that building where the Sabres play.
Haven't touched it.
Yeah. It feels freaking ancient.
It's like Jacksonville Stadium. Oh, it's awful.
It's dumpy. But you go in the Garden, the place feels brand new.
Everything's brand new. Yeah. Bathrooms, everything.
Everything. And so the Garden is where the Celtics were last night with a comeback win over the Pacers, who I think deserve to be swept in this series. They deserve to be swept.
Yep. Poor finishing of games, poor coaching, poor decisions not to take timeouts when the game's getting away from you. Everything. You know? And they had a chance. You know, as bad as the Celtics shot the other day, was it 36%?
37.
Game one, 37? You didn't take advantage of that? And then you don't do it again last night when you had a 12-point lead and you couldn't expand on that and you mishandled the end of the game, just basically give it to them. Now Celtics took it from them. And I thought, you know, Jim made a great point about starting to find the roles of how they finish at the end of the game. And if that's something and that's coming together for them, they're going to be tough to beat. Going to be tough to beat next round.
I just think that they're becoming...
I want them to sweep.
Right. And you look at last night, and last night is an example of you can't just get by with Kyrie. Kyrie was fabulous last night. He was. But you couldn't just get by with just him. You needed that group. And the group is now four for this playoff team right now. It's the three vets, Kyrie, Hayward, Horford, and then it's the fourth is Tatum. Tatum, 26 points last night. Huge impact on the game, though. That was not an empty 26 points. Had a major impact, had a major impact in the final minutes, as did Al Horford defensively. Al Horford was sick the night before and played. At one point, he played 16 straight minutes in the end of the game. And Brad Stevens had told him he was going to take a timeout at some point in that 16 minutes, and he didn't. He said, after the game, Al's probably pissed at me right now. He said, I told him I'd take a timeout at some point, and we ended up walking away from the game, and I had a timeout in my pocket, and he's probably not thrilled with me. But he made a play with a minute to go defensively that just you can't put a number on it. Yeah, you look at his points, his offensive output. Forget that. Everything Al last night, that's what that was. You got all those little things from Al Horford last night that made a huge impact on the outcome of the game.
Which is, just that much more impressive in a game he didn't know if he was going to be able to go.
I don't think they win last night without Al Horford.
No.
They don't win the game.
Impressive.
That's good defensively, yeah. I mean, you're going to get better defensively, too, when Smart's back. You know, you think about it then, okay. As much as you're formulating some of the stuff and some of the rhythm you have now, you know, when Smart's back, some things change.
That's the thing about Horford, though, for a guy who I have admittedly had trouble seeing the greatness of at times. Had he not performed what, put it this way, he was in the game last night. I would not have predicted, nor did it happen, him having an off game and somehow coming after and saying like, he was sick. That's why he wasn't moving that well. If Horford's in the game, he's going to be doing all the stuff that Horford does. And still at times for me, it's not enough for me to immediately recognize how good he is. But if he's out there, you know, he's going to give you a pretty consistent effort night in and night out. Consistently, it might underwhelm you like it underwhelms me a lot of the times. But last night, you could see it. And I didn't think for a second that just because he's out there, I'm like, I wonder if he's going to be a bit off because, you know, he was sick the night before, like Brad Stevens told us yesterday. No, he didn't and didn't show any of that.
617-779-0985. We'll go to your phones and continue talking about everything that did happen last night.
Hey.
That was Matt in New Hampshire. We're on hold.
Put it back.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal. See y'all in the morning.
Go Hawks.
All right.
Drop the puck.
Drop the puck.
Tony's in Shirley on the Red Sox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, you know, how you doing? I have a call.
How's your bleeper?
My third row.
Okay, I got to put you on hold. That phone is going to make everybody tune to a different station, so I don't want that to happen.
You think that's a track phone?
Dimitri.
Is that a Walmart track phone?
Dimitri in Maryland.
Hey, what's up, Zoe? What's up, Beetle?
What's up?
Hey, Dimitri.
Fear the turtle.
Hey, man. So listen, man, I'm traveling cross country, about to chime in on the Celtics here. Listen, you got to love seeing Jason Tatum perform well yesterday. Got to love seeing Jaylen Brown with some clutch rebounds. And listen, Gordon Hayward's looking good in the playoffs as well. If Kyrie ends up leaving at the end of this year and doesn't re-sign with us like he said he would before the season started, I got to tell you, I still feel confident going into next year.
Why would you say that today? But why would you say that today based on what Kyrie gave this team last night?
Because because yesterday, Jimmy, I think it was Jimmy Stewart who said, no matter how good Kyrie goes, even if he takes him into the finals on Felger and Mavs, he said, nope, Kyrie's gone no matter what. That's why I say that.
Okay, but this is not the day to say, oh, I feel so good about how the Celtics will look without him. Really?
Information. I'm
and how are you going to make up for the offense Kyrie's that he provided the team with last night? Where's that coming from? Certainly isn't coming from your guy, Jaylen Brown, who you want to praise. That is messed up. That today you're, oh, Jaylen Brown with the rebounds. I think he had 9 rebounds. He did. That
was, oh, you mean the guy
that was the only
the
thing
the
he did last night.
The guy to push the other guy in the back.
That's the only thing Jaylen Brown gave the team last night. And that's not to say it wasn't important, but it wasn't as important as what Kyrie Irving did. Oh, I feel great about them without Kyrie now. Based on what? That's the game you choose to piggyback off of with that take? Come on. Bad day for that, Dimitri. Bad day. Darnell in the car. Hey, Darnell.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
I just want to say, last night was a perfect example of why when you call somebody a rim protector, a lot of fans just look at the blocks per game and they're like, oh, he's not a rim protector. Talking about Horford. Last night, Horford's rim protection was some of the best rim protection I've seen in a long time. He changed every shot at the rim, and he was the reason for that comeback defensively.
How do you think his rim protection was?
His rim protection is just the tip of the iceberg.
You need a rim protector. I mean, if you got a big guy, you need one rim protector in this league. You do. You need somebody to get in there and protect that rim.
And he was around the rim.
You want to play around the rim all day. You know, if he could elevate.
Near the rim, on the rim, just
protecting.
Playing the rim game.
He did a good job protecting the rim.
Good rim play, I think, is what most basketball analysts call it. Don't. Jim, how dare you?
Hardy has headlines.
How dare you?
Hardy has headlines. I want to tell you a little something about the Bruins and who they may have back in the lineup for game number 5.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you who that is. And also, Patriots players still waiting to find out who their coaches are. One of those players is talking today. We'll get to that story in a bit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
For the Bruins, I got good news. Good news. That fourth line last night was a disaster.
Oh, really?
We haven't spent a lot of time talking about it, but the fourth line for the Bruins last night was junk. There could be good news coming. Sean Corrali could be back. It's going to be a game time decision for Corrali's return, according to Bruce Cassidy. Okay. Is that do you like that? I like that.
It's assuming better.
He's healthy. When did he have the surgery?
I think I saw March 22nd.
Yeah, it's wow. Okay, so it's been almost a full month. Mm. Felt like it was more recent than that, but okay.
You say something like that, you're thinking, oh, God, Kevin,
you like
Kevin
that?
Miller.
Sean Corrali could
Miller's
be back.
Out. Right.
Good news. Good news. I think they miss him.
I think they do miss him, and I think it would be something that would give me a slightly better feeling about tomorrow night, because right now, I think you and I feel, I think well, all three of us feel about the same.
Well, you know what they are now without Kadri. So if you're going to add some depth there and get a little more energy right there on that line, that'd be better.
Yeah. Oh, that's, it definitely is going to
shot in the arm for you.
Absolutely.
Shot in the arm
for
you.
I think they need it. So the fact that he said that, the fact that Bruce Cassidy said that this morning, leads me to believe that he will be in there unless something happens between now and then.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't tend to play games that way. I'm going to feed you something, and we're just doing it for gamesmanship purposes. No.
Also didn't play games last night in making changes on his top lines. Went right to it out of the gate.
Quickly. We didn't look into the word quickly that he said even quick enough.
Yeah, we it wasn't an in-game change. It was from the onset.
It's an actual change.
He made a change. Yeah. He made a change prior to the game starting. Yeah. And on top of that, he decided that in the first period, David Pastrnak was going to be benched. For all intents and purposes, he was benched in the first period, comes back in the second period, scores a couple of goals. So right now, based on what we saw last night, it looks like the coach of the Boston Bruins is pushing the right buttons. At least for a day, he gets that credit. Let's go to Tony and Shirley again. Hi, Tony.
Can you hear me now, Beetle?
Not much better, no.
Hold on, Beetle. This is important. Hear me now?
No, sort of.
Hold on. I'll get it, buddy. Come on. How's that?
Just talk a little softer.
Don't eat the phone. Take the phone out of your mouth.
Take it away from your mouth a little bit.
Like a pizza.
Okay, how's that?
Better.
A little better.
Better.
Yeah. So listen, this is two quick points.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have one good thing to look for. The division sucks. They win a couple of series. They're going to be from last to second. And number two, you guys see that hockey game last night, Calgary and Colorado. Let me go, Beto. That was up and down all night. The refs put their whistles in their pocket. What an enjoyable game. I'm telling you, I can't see the Bruins three straight periods doing that. So some of them are slow. Chara, I love them, but he can't stick handle. And hold on. And I always depend, and I screw up. Oh, and I can't see the Bruins on fast teams. It seems like they get interference calls. They just can't hold up. You know what I mean? I don't know. The Red Sox, relax. It'll be all right. That's the only good news.
Really, relax.
Okay, Tony.
Damn, I love this stuff.
Tony's right about this, though.
The division, tell me, just chill
the division out. Outside of the Yankees is not very good. It's pretty pitiful with Baltimore and with Tampa Bay. Despite Tampa Bay having a good year last year, I don't think they're going to repeat that. Toronto's not any good. It's a Red Sox-Yankees division. That's it.
I agree. I'm going to say it. I think the Red Sox are making the playoffs.
Yeah, and you know why you think that? Because there's two wild cards now. And you look at the American League and you say, okay, either the Red Sox or Yankees will win the division.
You don't feel good about them. What we're talking about is how they're playing, the style of baseball they're playing right now. They're playing stupid baseball. You get good starting pitch and your freaking bullpen falls a start. Your night you can't hit, you can't pitch. There's nothing that's cohesive to what this team is doing right now. They don't run the bases well. They don't field well. I mean, you got home stole on you at home on the home opener. They're not doing anything well. But eventually, it will come around. I understand that.
The Rays are 14-4. And you don't there's just no way that holds up.
Do you really want
no way?
Do you really want to get on a Connor in May when maybe one of these other playoff teams will get popped? And now the magnifying glass is going to be on you a little bit more to where you're on a counter as to how many games you're under 500 and you're 10?
The same way the negative 42 run differential for the Red Sox will not hold, the plus 47 run differential for the Tampa Bay Rays will not hold.
Correct.
It just won't. Sorry.
Yeah, their best pitcher just dropped a piece of granite
in
the shower.
Yeah, what happened? He got out of the shower and he dropped a...
Well, there was
he picked
this
up something and it was two pieces and one piece fell on his foot?
He got home, he took a shower... He said he's never liked this thing in his bathroom.
What, the Ten Commandments?
Nope. Yeah, he came down off of Mount Ararat. And
it was the bush on fire, and he had to get in the shower to put the fire out?
Some decorative granite-like pedestal thing, and he went to move it. He was tired of looking at it.
Here's what he said. He said, I got off the plane, went home, took a shower, got out of the shower, and then there's like this big like granite thing that I don't like looking at. And I lifted it.
Yeah.
And it's a three-piece set.
Oh.
And like this pole that comes up 2.5-3 feet.
Oh, a lot of detail, Beetle.
You put something on it.
Really?
I don't know what you would have put on it in the shower. Like, it's right outside the shower.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm moving this. This is stupid.
Oh, really? Beetle, how much detail do you have in that explanation?
Too much.
Yeah, too much.
Too much. What were you actually doing in the shower, Blake Snell? Play a game of who jacked it.
So how about this? Let's try it now with Zoe. Zoe, how'd you hurt your knee?
Just sit on the desk. That's right.
Any more detail?
No, jackass.
See? Zoe's telling the truth.
Oh, man.
Blake Snell.
It's a curved desk. I've never liked that desk.
I hate every desk they put us in.
Five computers in front of me. Set of five microphones.
Yep. That's right there. How'd I hurt my nest? I don't know. This thing didn't spin and it squeaked, and I really didn't want to stop it from squeaking. So I turned the mic off. And then it's here. And then, you know, of course you got the keyboard here, and I'm getting all my live reads ready. You got enough information now? Everybody?
Yeah.
The guy's a liar. It didn't happen. It didn't happen that way.
But it sounds so ridiculous that it could be true.
See, that one.
It's not a two-piece of cringe, three pieces. Home,
took a shower, got out of the shower, and then there's like this big, like, granite thing that I don't like looking at. And I lift it. It's like a three-piece set. There's like a bottom, like, base. And like this pole that comes up like 2.5-3 feet. And then there's like a top. You like put something on it, I guess. I don't know what you would put on it in the shower.
It's got a locomotive.
The noise.
In the shower?
The noise in that clubhouse.
The steam engine?
What were they doing in there?
All aboard!
They just started to power clean the carpets after the game.
Time to get on the Tampa Bay race, Frank.
Sounds like they're drilling bolt holes into the granite.
Like, it's right outside the shower. So I was like, oh, I'm doing this. This looks stupid. So I dried off, put my clothes on, and then
I can't. Not over that masonry bit. It's too loud.
It's worse than the basketballs.
Oh, it is. Totally is.
They're about to tap the anchors in on that concrete there.
You know what he sounds like? You know who he sounds like? You guys laugh? He sounds like Derek in Foxborough.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Like, I got in the shower. And
no,
I got out
he doesn't.
Shower.
He doesn't sound anything like him.
I saw the piece of granite. I didn't even like looking at it. I went over to move it. It's not a two pieces of granite. It's three pieces. There's a piece coming out. There's a pole coming out. Yeah. Hi, guys.
It's tough to argue with him because I can barely hear him.
Maybe the plane went home, took a shower, got out of the shower, and then there's like this big, like, granite thing that I don't like looking at. And I lift it. It's like a three-piece set. There's like a bottom, like, base.
Yeah, it's a base. Give me some Derek, please.
I'm going to have a bowl of Crunch Berries.
Patriots are in phase one of the offseason program that they run for the team. Brandon Bolden spoke today. Your guy.
My boy.
So
we'll get him on.
Brandon Bolden spoke also. Stephon Gilmore spoke today about not having a cornerbacks coach on the roster.
I thought they had one.
No, they don't.
Steve Belichick is.
No, that was a mistake.
Oh.
Yeah, they issued a statement saying it was a mistake. They've corrected it.
A lot of the big supermarkets don't have it, but if you go to like a Walmart, they'll sell them.
Walmart. Go to Walmarts. Gilmore talked about not having a coach today. Brandon Bolden spoke as well. We'll get to that coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I agree with you on the Crunch Berries, but see, I don't go with the regular Crunch Berries. I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
Oh.
That's so much better. Those yellow bits are disgusting.
So you will take the berries out of the cereal. 26.
Now we're giving in to Zoe's every want and desire.
Love it. You guys are good today. 26 he is. Otis said 43. 43 on a good day. Bring him to me. Hello, Mason Berger. LaConte.
Cordell.
Cordell, you're in now.
Scott's in Connecticut today. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
If you guys are playing Corrali tomorrow, if Bruins play Corrali, who are you guys benching?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Hadn't really thought of that. Nordstrom, gone. Done. Just did it.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jakob.
Jakob.
Boom. Done. Just did it.
You look like a Jakob. We did that before. We've gone over this.
You don't look like a Yakum. Is that what you said?
Yeah, remember when they got Norsen? Yeah. Like, Yakum Norsen.
Kyle's in Maine. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. On the Bruins, I think there's good and bad to be taken from last night. But when you flip back to game five, I think there's a lot to look forward to with this team. And they're going to miss Kadri a lot more when we've got last change at home ice. If Corrali does come back, changes the dynamic of that fourth line, all of a sudden I think that the bad from last game gets washed out. And we have this opportunity to take command of the series.
Okay, I couldn't really hear what he was saying at the end of that. But
the puck gets moved out. I don't know. Taking charge of the series. Maine. Met a very nice man down at the home opener. No, it wasn't the home opener. It was Patriots Day. We met the nice man from Maine that came down. Loves the show. So everybody's crazy from Maine.
Yeah, that's true. Today in Foxborough, Brandon Bolden spoke.
What'd he say?
And Stephon Gilmore spoke. They're all taking part in the offseason program of the Patriots. Yep. Tom Brady, as we know, isn't there. After being released by the Patriots last year, this from Mark Daniels' story with the Providence Journal, Brandon Bolden admits he was devastated. In order to pick himself back up, he followed the advice of Bill Belichick. In a way, that's what led him back to Foxborough after he signed with the Patriots this past March. I learned a lot. I'm a lot stronger than I thought because when I left, I was like, this is going to suck. I suck at football. This is just so bad. Oh.
Called it, Beetle.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but okay. Bolden said Thursday, and sometimes you've got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, just go back to work, and stick to the grind. I learned a lot, and for some strange reason, every time I did something, I could hear Bill cussing me out. Like, no, that's not how we do it.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, you're right. I've got to do it the right way. I had great coaching. I had such a great staff in my time being here. It just carried me all the way through last year, like the entire time. That's what he said. Even when he was in Miami scoring against the Patriots last year in a Dolphins uniform, it was the coaching of Bill that led him to that point.
Revs are having a tough time scoring. Maybe Bolden could get on the Revs because he ran all over the Patriots last year.
And we welcome in the head coach of the Revolution. It's Brad Friedel with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hi, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Coach. You dropped 2-2 to Atlanta. What are some of the problems that you guys are having offensively? Is it defensively for them, or did they just have great goalkeeping?
No, I mean in the Atlanta game, I thought the first half an hour set the tone. They were they hadn't won it in the season, and they were first to every second ball. And then in the second half, we had to change and put another attacker on, and that's, you don't want to have to do that against Atlanta because they have so many fast players going forward that it makes it difficult to stop the counterattacks. And you know, we have Carlos Skill, who's I think in the top three in the league of creating chances, or maybe the team is. There was one stat that came my way, and we are not finishing them. But it's up to us as a staff to try to replicate these scenarios in training, and hopefully the goals start flowing soon.
Yeah, you're right. Carlos is third in MLS in terms of chances, but he's just having sort of a hard time finishing right now. How do you maybe help a guy who's going through that, going through a drought, maybe sort of keep his confidence and keep doing what he's doing?
Well, it's not really Carlos in the drought. I think he's creating the chances. I think as a midfield player, he's got three goals and an assist through seven games. I mean, that's a decent output. It's some others in the group. We need to start finding the back of the net. And the one important thing is we need to keep getting in the chances to be able to score the goals. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give the players as much confidence as possible. And we just need that one game where a couple of them drop, and then the confidence will come roaring back, I'm sure.
Is it, I mean, a lack of just sheer natural ability to finish? I mean, I know you're working on it this week in training, but when it comes to finishing off those chances, do you feel like sometimes you're dealing with some guys who are maybe better suited to other parts of the game, and you're trying to make them do something that maybe they're just not inherently great at?
No, scoring's an interesting thing. Some of the greatest goal scorers I've played with and coached in my time in the game go through droughts sometimes, and I mean, Teal can score. Diego can score. Juan Agudelo can score. Juan Fernando Caicedo can score. Scotty Caldwell can chip in with a few goals per season. Well, Zahibo can score, and he's dangerous on set pieces. Jaleel and Tony and the likes going forward, and Michael Mancini on set pieces, all in their careers have been able to score. Andrew Farrell has a very good strike on. We have goals in the team, and we see it every week. We just really need a few of them to fall in the game and get that confidence back. Because I mean, everyone's built differently, but a lot of goal scoring has to do with confidence as well.
My last one for you, Coach, is how much is your thinking and planning change coming up here? Because you got New York on Saturday at Gillette, and that's a quick turnaround. That's two games in 5 days with Montreal on Wednesday. How much is your planning going into New York change as opposed to other weeks?
Because of the situation that we're in with the recent results, we are well and truly focused on New York. I don't think we have the luxury right now to be looking forward. We've got to look at what's in front of us. We've got to be far more resilient in the back. We have to get our first clean sheet of the season. We have to build on that, and then hopefully the goals will come. And then hopefully after 3 points against New York, then we can focus on Montreal. But it's a one game at a time right now.
What type of game are you preparing for against New York? They can be a tough game. They can be a tough match. What are you looking for in this game?
What I'm looking for and what I'm expecting are probably two different things. From Red Bull, most all their games, there's a lot of car crashes around the field, if you like. They press all over the field. You have to move the ball quickly against them. They have no problem that if we press against them, they have no problem kicking the ball long, playing for second balls. They try to disrupt the way the opposition plays. With Kaku being suspended, he is a very, very good player, technically gifted player. So that takes his ability out of the team. So perhaps he'll go even more direct. Royer's very quick. Bradley Wright Phillips is a very good goal scorer. They lead the league in crosses with about 25 a game. So we're going to have to stop the amount of crosses that they get into a box and into our box. But with the way that they play and press, there are seams and pockets that you can pass through and go forward, but you have to do it quickly. So that's what I expect from our team, to be able to go and do that. What I expect from them is they're going to try to press all over the field.
All right, Coach, looking forward to it. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all
Coach.
Right. Brad Friedel.
Bye.
Joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand. We'll get headlines from Hardy. 90 seconds, final hour on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.